From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Storms and flooding that battered farms across California took a big toll on small organic farms who rely on farmers' markets to sell their produce. Across the Sacramento Valley, organic farmers have reported harvest and planting delays, which will be felt for months. The crop losses have resulted in slim vegetable selections at farmers' markets. The unusually wet weather may test organic farmers who are wary of pests and diseases this year. The Farm Credit Administration recently received a quarterly update on economic issues affecting agriculture, as well as an update on the performance of the farm credit system through 2022. Inflation continues to be a core economic issue, driven in part by the tight labor market and rising production costs and consumer demand. Tight global grain stocks, declining cattle inventory, and disruptions to specialty crop production continue to support prices. Wall Street rules intended for publicly traded companies shouldn't extend to family farms, according to the American Farm Bureau and six other ag groups. This after the Security and Exchange Commission proposed a rule to require public companies to report on Scope 3 emissions. The farm group's concern is that the rule will burden family farmers and ranchers and drive further consolidation in agriculture, all for no real environmental benefit.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.